last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey, you remember the story from about a month ago? It was a 61-year-old man called Lubisa Karovic was partially sucked through an opening in a Ryanair flight. He'd be pulled back into the cabin by his fellow passengers and a doctor on board then tended to him. He suffered injuries to his neck and shoulder and also friction burns in the incident, which happened shortly after takeoff on a flight from Greece on the 10th of July. The plane then returned back to the airport about an hour after it left. And basically, we have some of the information now at this stage, which includes broken engine parts, which supposedly flew through a window, smashing it, according to a preliminary report, into the incident where that man was sucked out of the Ryanair plane. To discuss this story and the findings of this preliminary report is Owen Corrie, who's the editor of TravelExtra.ie. Owen, welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Will.
This is a scary one for anyone who's flying, first of all. Like, when I was reading Mr. Karovic's wife, Svetlana, talking about this, she said, quote, "I think we're all going to die. And if we die, we die together." That's how horrible this incident was. So we have a bit more information about it. But first of all, this is an incredibly scary incident.
Yeah, scary, very, very scary. And a big lesson out of it is the seatbelt. If he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, if other people in the aircraft weren't wearing seatbelts, it would have been pretty much a disaster. We could have had loss of life. As it happened, you know, everybody got away pretty well out of this. He was seatbelted, but the force was still enough to pull him partially through the window. His neck and shoulder were injured. He was also, you know, the real problem is it was at quite a height. The listeners will remember Alaska Air when a door panel blew out. It was about 6,000 feet up, and this was 16,000. So everything moves, toys, earphones, everything moves when that level of decompression takes place. Uncontrolled decompression is the aviation term, but it just basically means that the air was sucked out of the cabin.
Incredibly scary, but you said that the seatbelt at least kept him anchored into the seat, even though the rest of him was being pulled out of the plane at the time. So when we look at this,
one of the learnings, Will, is how well everybody behaved in this. You know, the passengers behaved impeccably. Everybody was seatbelted. The crew behaved, you know, they handled the emergency very, very well. The pilot and the cockpit crew handled it incredibly well. So everybody, you know, they managed to manage a very scary situation without everyone flying into a blind panic and get the aircraft back to ground. Now the investigation, and the investigation has thrown up a couple of very interesting things. There's the immediate, I was talking in this very program with Matt on the evening, and we identified nearly everything as it panned out. The an engine part had a blade from the had come from the fan and dislodged the window that caused the break in the cabin, and also the questions would all go back to the engine manufacturer. So what the preliminary investigation, we'll be waiting till July for the next full investigation. What the preliminary investigation has identified is two things: bird parts from a bird strike. It could have been the immediate bird strike. There also, unusually, had been a couple of other bird strikes on that engine, but also metal fatigue. And I think a lot of the head scratching that will be going on over the next 12 months will be 37% metal fatigue across a blade. Two previous incidents with the same type of engine. 737 is the aircraft, but the engine manufacturer is where the fingers are pointing back here, and that's where a lot of the discussion will lead from now on.
I think so too, and already it's kind of mentioned within the investigation as well that they'll now be further probing how that maintenance was put together in the first place, what happened when this was previously reported, and whether works took place. Ultimately, that detail is going to be very important, isn't it?
Yeah, it was maintained in May and cleared in May, and questions would be asked about that. I mean, you've got, this is the American investigation. The Greeks basically handed it over to the Americans on the level of expertise they'd have with the engine. Ryanair had their own investigation. EASA will have their own investigation as well. And Boeing would have their investigation. No doubt the engine manufacturer, CFM. But the engine was maintained in May. Questions will be asked about that. There was a side shot at Michael O'Leary, of course, because he had more or less briefed investors, as you know, and not known for holding back and not known for wandering a little bit off the point when he's making a point. He did talk about the dramatic coverage of it, and the fact that it was claimed he was sucked out the window, but the investigation had a reprimand from Michael O'Leary saying you're not supposed to be talking about these things till the investigation is finished, especially not an investor call where he made the comments.
Michael O'Leary would probably say he was trying to get ahead of the narrative, which is ultimately what he was doing, particularly talking to, you know, a sensitive audience when it comes to investors on this. At the same time, as you said, the Americans are not happy that he spoke at all.
Absolutely, and I ran into a similar situation in Seattle myself just over a year ago, or a little bit longer, when we were brought out to Burr for the briefing on the Alaska door incident, and there was a very serious reprimand issued to Boeing that had briefed us and gave us a tour of the factory and things like that and brought us through the incident, that shouldn't have been done till the investigation. But that touches on another thing, Will, which Willie Walsh, who is the outgoing Director General of IATA, the FIFA of aviation, as IATA, it's the world body, he would say that the investigations are too slow and some of these incidents don't get investigated at all. Aviation has a terrific safety record because of these investigations. In 2017, we didn't have a single commercial airliner crash. And now it's you know, if there's one or two a year, that's big news. It used to be one or two a month. So he's saying these investigations are too slow and a lot of them aren't taking place at the pace, not at all. And every single incident, this wasn't a fatal incident. Like Ryanair fly thousands of flights. I mean, they have 500 aircraft in the sky. So they're flying something like over 2,000 flights a day without an incident over in the 41 years they've been flying. The previous one, the only thing comparable, no fatalities, was a bird strike initially before pandemic. But that safety record is completely built on the fact that everything gets investigated and gets investigated quickly.
Yeah.
It's very good that we got this preliminary report. We're expecting the final next summer. There will be learnings out of it.
Indeed. You can read more about this story on travelextra.ie. Owen Corry, many thanks for joining us.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.